All right, it is Friday, so that can mean only one thing. Actually, it can mean a number of things. No, not that your happy hour starts in a few hours and you can get blasted. Well, it might mean that to some of you. Hell, some of you have probably already started your happy hour. No names mentioned, Slurome in Houston. No, but that's not what I think of when I think of Friday. The first thing that comes to my mind when I think of Friday is the one segment that you now cannot live without.
Today's Friday.
Big Head Betts. XR4TIer James Kelly is the big head. And he bets. And he's good at it. And he gets you paid when you act on it. He provides you with incredible entertainment because his picks are for entertainment purposes only. So I ask, are you all not entertained? If you're not, you will be momentarily. And remember, if in fact you are going to get down and gamble, only gamble that which you can afford to lose. Now, you know this guy's coming up on the world. We haven't done this yet. I haven't heard this yet. But I predict a clear, clean, crisp-sounding line. He must be killing the game if he's getting a Comrex. Let's find out. Big Head, what's cracking?
Can you hear me, Mad Dog?
Dude!
How does that sound?
Better than me.
Yeah,
that sounds
John
amazing.
And Little
How's
Rock
that
his
feel?
Phone back.
Stop talking over me, Head. How does that feel, man?
Fantastic. Way better than that phone that I had.
Oh, dude, you sound amazing. You sound incredible. So now if your intel and your content is as good as your sound quality, and I think it will be, like, I'm looking over my right shoulder. You look young. You have hair. Dude, you look good. You sound good. Man, you're having a day.
I am having a day.
Then why is your voice cracking like that?
The new microphone. My bad.
Anyway. So, you sound great, dude. The NFL is already the toughest thing in the world to bet, right? But it's going to get tougher and tougher week by week and really day by day because of COVID. You really have your work cut out for you going forward. The world has changed, so we need you more than ever. Looking at the schedule, one of the most intriguing matchups this week, and in fact, we just talked to Dean Marlowe, Buffalo and Seattle. Buffalo has not looked exactly the same, Head, since firing out 4-0, but they're still on top of the AFC East. They're looking down on the Patriots and everybody else. While we know the Hawks have serious issues defensively, they do have Russ, who has never looked better. Buffalo is plus 2.5 in their place. Are you taking the home dog?
Yeah, sorry, Dean. Sorry, Mafia. I am not Jim negative. I'm going Seattle minus 2.5 here on the road. Look, like you said, they haven't been the same team since they were 4-0, and Josh Allen hasn't been the same quarterback since Slinger went TB43 on him. So for the Bills to win here, Allen does have to light up that secondary. Seattle's pass rush has been the league's worst, so Allen has to have a big game, but it looks like the Seahawks will be getting Jamal Adams back, and I'm not sure if Carlos Dansby has sold his crib in Cincy yet, but he will be on the
Dunlop,
field to help
dude.
With that pass
Dunlop.
Rush.
Dunlop.
Dunlop. Dunlop. Carlos Dunlop. Right.
Dude, your ego is writing checks that you're... Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, but so if they could get any kind of pass rush on Josh Allen,
they
that's
had the
key
ladies'
right
room
there.
Is for 13th place. It's down the hall.
So, and then also the Seattle offense with Weird Russ and the highest scoring offense in the NFL, Jim. They will take a on a Buffalo Bills defense that's got a pretty good pass rush, but the pass rush is more creative than talent. No offense, Buffalo, but that defense shouldn't hang it with Russ or DK Metcalf. And if they have Tre'Davious White
head,
all
head,
over.
Head. Why are you still, quote, weird Russing a guy who's going to go right to the Hall of Fame?
It's a great name. It's pretty accurate. The dude's a little off. Weird is good. I have no problem with Weird. He's got a little Brian Wilson to him, and I like it. But, I mean, he could ball. And
he's got nothing to do with Brian Wilson other than the same last name. Where are you going with that, man? I give you a Comrex line, then all of a sudden you're off the rails altogether. All right, so you're going to take, you're not taking the home dog. I don't know. Bills Mafia is going to hit you hard, but you might be right. You generally are. Now, while it was never, it'll never be like it was back in the day, Head, when we were killing it for the mighty 690, it is, in fact, Hell Week. does Raiders suck, Chargers rule, good night now, ring a bell for anybody at all? No, it'll never be like that again, but the rivalry does still exist. The league punched Chunk Gruden and the Raiders in the face for not throwing a mask over that face. The Chargers have proven that if there's a will, there is a way to lose any game in any way that they have a lead in. Who do you like in this game? What is the spread, and who are you taking?
I like Raider Nation here, Jim, and I'm getting 2 points here. So +2, Raiders on the road. They're actually a better team on the road this season than they are at home. And they have subpar talent on defense, there's no doubt about it. But like you said earlier, they're coaching their ass off, and so is Paul Gunther along with Chunk. So, yes, I'm going to go with them. They played their best defensive game last week against the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland's got a good offense, but the Raiders showed up there. Also, Derek Carr, he's playing his best ball since 2016 when he was an MVP candidate. He's completing his passes at the highest rate ever and not turning the ball over. Also, Josh Jacobs is finally balling. He played very good against the Browns last week. And I think that's what you need to do against the Chargers on Sunday. And Raider fan, like Jim just said, if it doesn't work and you fall behind, never worry because the Bolts will blow it. That's what they do. Raiders +2 here, Jim.
James Kelly's got a brand new Comrex. He's not afraid to use it. He's getting the Raiders and 2 points. I got to admit, that's not a bad-looking bet. I'm a big Charger guy, but when you see what they've done in recent weeks, 4 times in a row they've had a 16-point lead or more and lost. If you can get the Raiders +2, that's pretty interesting. Now, Head, the last few weeks, you have jumped on some enormous point spreads. The Dallas Cowboys, it's how embarrassing the Cowboys are. They're 13-point dogs at home. 13-point dogs at home. I wonder if that's ever happened to them before. But then again, given their quarterback situation, I bet if they were 3 touchdown dogs at home, you still wouldn't take those points. Am I right?
You're exactly right, Jim, and of course I'm taking the Steelers here. Here's the thing, and I do understand history is on the side of covering, they don't cover large bets like this, but I'm not hitting all the large lines. I'm just hitting selective ones against horrible teams and horrible coaches like McCarthy and Adam Gase. Dude, Dallas is 0-8 versus the spread this year, so if you would have bet against them every time, you would have been banking. And Pittsburgh is covering a league-best 85.7% of their spreads. Now, it is a little scary here for Pittsburgh because this reeks of overlooking after playing 2 good teams in Tennessee and Baltimore. But I just think that defense of Steelers will be on point because last week Baltimore ran all over them. And, of course, the Cowboys' best way to win here would be strange Zeke and running the ball. But he hasn't been on all year. He hasn't rushed for 100 yards. And if I'm going to bet against Garrett Gilbert or Cooper Rush or Ben DiNucci or whoever the Cowboys have, yeah, I'm not going to do that. I mean, that's a downgrade from Chad Hutchinson and Quincy Carter days, Jim. I'm going Steelers here, -13 at Dallas.
All right, so you've already weird rust Russ, and now you're strange Zeking Zeke?
Well, is anybody going to argue that?
I don't know.
He's a little strange, but he's a hell of a running back. He just doesn't have a line this year, so...
All right, so you've got the Steelers -13, you have the Raiders +2, and you have Seattle -2.5, right?
That's correct.
Okay, yep. Changing up really quickly before I let you go, the Breeders' Cup, arguably the biggest weekend in horse racing, even bigger than Derby weekend, is coming down. 2-day event, the Breeders' Cup Classic, sore issue for me as you might imagine, but a major, major race. Who do you like in the big one, the Classic?
That is horse racing, and it is funny how Bobby B has changed his tune since back in the day. But I actually was going to, so first off, Bobby B has 3 horses again, Jim, and Improbable is the favorite, sitting at +275. He disappointed as a 3-year-old in the Triple Crown season, but he has really come into his own. He looked incredible at the Awesome Again Stakes, a race Shared Belief won back in the day. But
when Baffert pushed us into the parking lot 5 wide.
See, Bobby B doing Bobby B things again. But I like Tiz the Law here, Jim. I think he should be rested. He's comfortable with the distance of 1.25 miles and has a favorable starting point. So if one of Bob's horses doesn't bang him out of the gate, I like how he could actually get out quick and stock and then finish this thing off. +350, Tiz the Law.
+350. All right, really quickly, we got about 60 seconds. I hate to give up this Comrex. It sounds so clean. Is there anything else you're looking at this weekend?
I'm looking at the distaff for the ladies. There is a legendary matchup between Monomoy Girl and the winner of the Preakness, Swiss Skydiver. I'm going to go Monomoy Girl there on that race. And then I'm looking at college football for Clemson, Notre Dame. Clemson is -6 right now. I don't have a lot of faith in Ian Book and Notre Dame. I'm going to hit Clemson right there, Jim.
All right, so without Trevor Lawrence, he's going to take them -6. He is the flight deck. Big head bets. And when I say this has never sounded better, I mean it has never sounded better. My man, you've come up in the world. You've got yourself a little Comrex machine. You sound amazing. Nice job, James Kelly. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jim.
Big head bets. My man's getting really comfortable, isn't he? And sounds great.